Good evening, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 25th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 28th year A. Our readings today from the book of the prophet Zephaniah, chapter 1, verse 7, verses 12 to 18, Psalm 90, Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 1 to 11, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we are your people, not because we are worthy, but by your grace alone. We are your people who have come in joy and thanksgiving. We are your people, and we have come to praise you. We are your people, and we have come to give you the worship you deserve. We are your people, and we have come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, you are our Lord. Your majesty and power are beyond our understanding, and your mercy takes our breath away. We know we should look up to you with the whole of our lives and lift up our voices for your glory. Yet too often we come with limited expectations and with our minds focused on ourselves and the inadequate hopes and dreams. Lord, we pray that you will help us to worship you in the way that you deserve and glorify you here and everywhere and forever. Amen. We have the hymn, Christ Be Our Light.
Come.
We pray the Collect for Proper 28, followed by our parish prayer. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of eternal life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Children of Light and of the Day. Children of Light and of the Day. Light has always been associated with goodness and God. We are reminded that, in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 4a. From that time, when people were obedient to God, they were associated with light, and in disobedience with darkness and evil. Paul, in his desire to comfort the Christians in Thessalonica, who were concerned that they would not be among those who would be saved at the second coming of Christ, reminds them, "For you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 5. Paul therefore expects them to continue in faith and continue to love one another as they already do. Paul points out to them that as children of light and of the day, they should be alert and active, not anxious, for their God is good and loving, and only desires what is good for God's people. However, in our Old Testament lesson from Zephaniah, the people of Judah will experience the day of the Lord. It will not be a celebration. They have been disobedient to God. They have worshipped the idol gods of their neighbors. They have not kept the law. They have not been faithful to the covenant. For them, as people of darkness, the day of the Lord will be a day of judgment. The Lord says, "I will sweep away everything from the face of the earth," says the Lord. "I will sweep away humans and animals. I will make the wicked stumble. I will cut off humanity from the face of the earth," says the Lord. "I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I will cut off from this place every remnant of Baal and the name of the idolatrous priests." Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 3a and 4. The people of Judah are children of darkness and of the night. They behave as though God is absent and inactive. They behave as though they do not know God or have forgotten God's goodness and love to their forefathers. They have forgotten God's rescue from slavery in Egypt. God establishing them in the land of promise, God giving them a king when they asked for one. They forgot about God's many blessings when they and their forefathers were obedient to God. They have become people of darkness and of the night. The prophet Zephaniah depicts the day of the Lord as a day of darkness, distress, and devastation. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 15. Because they are people of darkness and of the night, God says, I will bring such distress upon people that they shall walk like the blind. Because they have sinned against the Lord, their blood shall be poured out like dust and their flesh like dung. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 17. The people of darkness and of the night can only look forward to a day of devastation and death. We are therefore called by God to be children of light and of the day. In our gospel from Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30, the third in a sequence of four parables, Jesus illustrates the difference between children of light and of the day and a child of darkness and of the night. The children of light have a relationship with their master. They understand what he stands for and what is required of them as his slaves. The child of darkness does not know or understand the master. He therefore does things his way. He is afraid to take risks. He disappoints his master and pays the price. In the parable of the talents, a man makes preparation for a journey of undeterminable length. He entrusts his property to his slaves, whom he knows well. He gives to each according to his ability. Matthew 25, verse 15a. To one he gives 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. Their understanding of their master and their sense of self and purpose determine their response to their master's generosity. The one who received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more. Matthew 25, verse 16. He demonstrated that he was a child of light and of the day. In the same way, in verse 17, the one who had 2 talents made 2 talents more, demonstrating again that he was a child of light and of the day. However, the one who received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Verse 18. He was certainly a child of the night and of the darkness. He refused to use his gift. He refused to take the risk of using the gift given to him to raise awareness and to assist others. The children of light and of the day in this parable understood that every good gift and every perfect gift was to be used for the advancement of God's kingdom. They were not afraid to use the gift, to see it increase and use it to the benefit of others. The master reacts favorably for the 2 other slaves because they acted like children of light. He commends them, saying, "Well done, good and trustworthy slaves. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Matthew 25, verses 21 and 23. The children of light and of the day were rewarded by the master. However, the child of darkness was not. When he brought his talent, which he buried in the ground, The master described him as, "You wicked and lazy slave." He takes the talent from him and gives it to the one with 10 talents. Then his master ordered him to be thrown into the outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 25, verse 30. Indeed, a child of darkness inherits darkness. As children of light and of the day, we are called, given gifts by God, and commissioned to do our task for God in this world. Having identified our gifts, we are called to develop them and use them in love for God's people. We have no time to speculate when the day of the Lord will come. It is a necessary end, and it will come when it will come. Our task is to use the gifts given to us for the building up of the body of Christ and for the good of all people of God. The psalmist reminds us that the time is short. You sweep them away. They are like a dream, like the grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed, and in the evening it fades and withers. Psalm 90, verses 5 and 6. The psalmist concludes that our days are short, 70 years or perhaps 80 if we are strong. Verse 10a. Therefore he points the way to becoming children of light and of the day. The psalmist writes, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom." Psalm 90, verse 12. Wisdom is understanding who God is. Wisdom is being obedient to God's law and God's will. Wisdom is acknowledging that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Wisdom is having a relationship with the Father, being faithful disciples of the Son, and using our gifts under the guidance and power of the Holy Spirit. Wisdom is seeking always to be children of light and of the day. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we pray for the peace of the world, peace in a world of broken promises. Let your light shine wherever there is violence and war. Be a beacon of hope to those who despair, and a warming fire to those who are weary. Lord, be light in darkness, steady and strong, clear and true. Lord, we pray for families and friends who are special to us. Friends where we want your light to shine with hope or healing or forgiveness or celebration. You are the light of the world. Please bring them hope, faith, and love. Lord, be light in the darkness, steady and strong, clear and true. Lord, we pray for guidance for people who have lost their way. Many have been behind in the race to acquire and accumulate, to be fashionable or famous. Many have found life too complex and are gradually giving up. Some we know are struggling at this moment. Be their pole star, their pillar of fire, their one true light, and hold them to a true course and a worthy goal. Lord, be light in the darkness, steady and strong, clear and true. Lord, on this International Father's Day, International Men's Day, we pray for men everywhere. We pray that they would all accept their responsibilities to their families, to their community, to the nation, and to the world at large, and be shining examples of the Word made flesh who dwelt among us. Lord, be light in darkness, steady and strong, clear and true. Lord, we pray for your light in our hearts. We pray that we will always strive to be children of light and of the day, being faithful disciples of your Son, loving you with all our heart and soul and mind and strength, and loving others as we love ourselves. Lord, be light in the darkness, steady and strong, clear and true. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn, Shine, Jesus, Shine, CPWI 529. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward, save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go out into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Never pay back wrong with wrong. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Love one another. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you today and always. Amen. We pray that you will have a productive and spiritually rewarding week. Be safe and keep the light of Christ shining in your hearts, in your homes, and wherever you go. We have the hymn CPWI 546. Give me oil, give me joy in my heart.
Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising. Keep me praising till the end of day.
Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
Give me peace in my heart, keep me resting. Give me peace in my heart, I pray. Give me peace in my heart, keep me praising. Keep me praising till the end of day.
Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
Sing Hosanna to the King.